Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Donald Trump faces revised election charge. We have the story.
Hours-long police standoff ends in West Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Federal prosecutors paring down an indictment against former President Trump following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on immunity.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is not dropping any charges against former President Trump in his case about election interference, but a superseding indictment does remove allegations the former president leaned on Justice Department officials to pursue election fraud. The new indictment is intended to clarify former President Trump was acting as a candidate and not in his official role as president. In June, a divided Supreme Court sent the case back to a lower court after ruling former presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for some conduct. The reworked case was presented to a new grand jury that had not previously heard evidence in the case. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man was arrested after a report of child abuse led to an overnight standoff in West Wichita. Late Monday night, police were called to a Wichita hospital about a case of child abuse involving a 13-year-old boy. The suspect was identified as the child's 39-year-old father, who lives near Central and Mays Road. Officers went to that home to arrest the man, but the suspect refused to come out. Negotiators were there. SWAT team also responded. After several hours, the suspect did surrender peacefully yesterday morning.
Four Wichita public schools are slated to close under the district's new master plan. Some older buildings would be demolished or rebuilt with money raised through a $450 million bond issue. School board member Stan Reeser says he's hopeful the public would approve the bond.
I think a bond issue, if it is presented to them in a way that makes sense and it shows an investment into our youth of our city, then they'll be very supportive of it.
The board must first decide if it will approve a bond financing for the plan. And if approved, it could go before Wichita voters next spring. Wichita School Board is expected to discuss a potential bond during its next meeting, September 9th.
The Sedgwick County Commission approving its budget for the coming year. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the budget process for the county is a big job.
There's 46 departments in Sedgwick County government. We hear budget proposals and we meet with each department head of all 46 departments. That starts in February until we adopt the budget in August. It's the bulk of what we do throughout the year. It's a sizable lift.
Beatty says the new budget carries a lowered property tax mill levy, lowest mill levy in 27 years. Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Cases of West Nile virus are spiking across the country.
It's spread by mosquitoes who feed on infected birds, then bite humans. This complex chain of events makes it hard to predict where the virus will spread next. More than 30 states have been affected so far. Parts of Massachusetts have issued curfews in public parks for fear of West Nile and other mosquito-borne illnesses. Only 20% of those infected develop symptoms, fever, fatigue, and in the most serious cases, death. A New Hampshire resident, the first person in 10 years to die from Eastern equine encephalitis, another mosquito-borne illness. In Atlanta, Steve Harrigan, Fox News.
The CDC has reported 216 cases of West Nile in the U.S. this year. Former chief science advisor to President Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was recently hospitalized with the virus. He is now home and expected to make a full recovery. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Wichita wind surge getting a series off to a nice start at Riverfront Stadium last night. We'll talk about that and the Kansas City Royals coming up in sports.
Israeli hostage rescue from Gaza, that story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. An intersection in South Wichita was closed after a vehicle struck a fire hydrant, flooding the roadway. This happened Tuesday evening near the intersection of Kincaid and Ida. One person received minor injuries. Police confirmed that a fire hydrant was struck during a two-vehicle crash.
Israeli forces conducted a daring rescue mission to save a hostage in Gaza. Fox's Jeff Paul with the story from Tel Aviv.
This complex rescue operation was carried out by an elite group of Israeli commandos who essentially put their lives on the line to save a fellow Israeli. And they had to navigate all the twists and turns of Hamas's vast and very complex underground tunnel system. And eventually, they were able to extract the hostage and get him home. His first stop was the hospital. They got him there by helicopter. That's where doctors right now are evaluating the freed hostage, identified as Kaid Farhan Al-Qadi. He is a Muslim and a member of Israel's Arab Bedouin community. He'll undergo a series of tests, but the hospital says so far he appears to be in generally good condition.
Israel says there are still more than 100 hostages in Gaza and that about a third of them are deceased.
Anti-Israel protesters held demonstrations at Cornell University in New York on the first day of classes. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
The first day of classes at Cornell University marked the return of anti-Israel protesters on campus. Vandals broke windows and spray painted the entrance to the school's main administrative building, writing, quote, "Israel bombs, Cornell pays, and blood is on your hands." The anonymous vandals reportedly explained the crime to the Cornell Daily Sun, saying, quote, "We had to accept that the only way to make ourselves heard is by targeting the only thing the university administration truly cares about, property." After weeks of anti-Israel protest in the spring, Cornell's president, Martha Pollack, resigned this summer.
Several colleges and universities across the U.S. erupted in anti-Israel protests last spring. Columbia University also held protests on campus over the weekend.
Authorities allege that a California wildfire was ignited by someone who they have now charged.
The Butte County District Attorney's Office says they've charged 26-year-old Spencer Grant Anderson with starting the Thompson Fire. This blaze scorched almost 6 square miles, destroyed 13 homes in the northern Sacramento Valley. Prosecutors believe Anderson threw a firework out of a car window during hot, dry, and windy conditions. They've been following this guy for weeks and got him to admit that he had bought fireworks and went to a location to test one by throwing it out the car window. They also said he had recently posted on Facebook about trying to become a firefighter. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies for your Wednesday. Only a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, likely staying pretty dry as we go through the day. Still going to be toasty as well with a high of 96 and a light south breeze at 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. And we had another hot, sunny day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 95 degrees, normal high for the date, 89. On this date in 1959, an Air Force pilot bailed out of his jet at an altitude of 46,000 feet into a violent thunderstorm and lived to tell about
it. He made it?
Yes. What would normally have been about a 13-minute descent took around 45 minutes. Apparently, there's a lot going on inside those thunderstorms to push you back and forth.
Oof.
But how he survived.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing.
Since that is 46,000 divided by 5,000 is 8 miles, something. Yeah. So, oh, why, man.
Why did he bail?
Apparently, something's wrong with his airplane. That's He wouldn't do that just for fun. Let's put it that way. I'm sure he was trying to save his life, and he did. But he got lucky. All right, it's 8:12 now. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And is there going to be a debate or not? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern with us this morning. Jared, good morning to you.
There's good morning.
Seemed to be some question about whether this thing's going to go on, but have they resolved what the squabble was and what it was over?
Well, I don't know if they've certainly resolved all of the squabbles, but it does appear that the debate will go on. Former President Trump, in a social media post yesterday, said that he is going to participate in the debate. He said he's reached an agreement and says that it will use the exact same terms as the June debate that was hosted by CNN. This follows kind of a couple of days of doubt that was sown by former President Trump. He was very and has continued to be very critical of ABC News, suggesting they're too biased to hold the poll, saying that stay tuned if he would participate. Now says that he will. There had been some back and forth from the campaigns about whether or not the rule would keep in place something that did happen in that June debate, and that was the muting of the microphones when it was not the candidate's turn to speak. That was something that was agreed to by both the Trump and Biden campaigns. The Harris campaign wanted to do away with that rule. They say that the mic should be live for the full 90 minutes. The Trump campaign came back and said that they're trying to change the rules, find a way to get out. This statement from Trump would indicate that that rule would remain in place because he says this will have the exact same terms as the CNN debate, though neither ABC News nor the Harris campaign has yet sort of come out with what that this final agreement ultimately looks like about 2 weeks now from debate day.
Well, you look at that, my personal observation, muted microphones means that when one person is answering the question, the other person can't talk over them or yes. make a lot of noise or whatever. And it seems like the civil way to go about it, but a little hackling over how they're going to do it.
So it was actually, you know, when they negotiated that in June between the now former Biden campaign and the Trump campaign, it was at the behest of Biden's team. They wanted those mics muted because they had raised objections to the way that Trump had interrupted Biden in the 2020 debates. And so that was a rule that was instituted kind of at the behest, at the request of Biden's team. The Trump campaign went along with it. The Harris campaign has now said they don't want it. They believe that you know, Harris has a different debating style, certainly, than Biden. I think they are looking to recreate some of those moments she had in the VP debate back in 2020, some of the debate moments she had in the primary debates in 2020. They also believe that having the mics open would show a contrast in sort of temperament between herself and former President Trump. All that being said, the Trump campaign has said, no, like, these were the rules. You said that you were going to follow the rules that were already agreed to by the previous campaign. We're going to do that and move forward. So we'll see what this debate ultimately looks like. But the larger issue that seemed to be, scuttling this was the idea that Trump perhaps was souring on ABC News hosting this debate. He seems to be fine with doing that now, despite the fact that he also tried to get a debate added earlier that would have been moderated by Fox News. That has not been agreed to, but does not mean that there won't be another debate. The Harris campaign says they remain open to another debate with Donald Trump, but they want to see how this first one goes first.
That was my next question. Are there going to be more debates? And you're saying there's at least a possibility we could have one more after this one. Then.
There's a possibility. And keep in mind, there's also at least one vice presidential debate that on October 1st. That will be on CBS News. And it'll be an interesting debate as well. Generally, you know, we don't consider the vice presidential debates all that important. At least so far in this campaign, the running mates, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, have played some pretty outsized roles in the campaigning, joint appearances. They are kind of taking a bigger role than we've seen running mates take in previous campaigns. So I think that is a debate worth keeping an eye on as well.
I think you're right. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in that. The guys, they have similar, well, at least they both have military backgrounds, and they're interesting. I think they're interesting
humble
people.
Humble Midwestern roots.
They were
both put on these tickets for very specific reasons.
Yeah.
And it is, listen, as I said, they seem to be playing some outsized roles, especially in kind of that upper Midwest part of the country. They've both gotten a lot of attention. They have said recently and not so recently, and I think that's worth noting as well. There's been discussion that perhaps there could be additional vice presidential debates. It would be odd for there to be more vice presidential debates than presidential debates, but it's been an odd campaign thus far, so nothing would surprise me.
Hey, Jared, thanks for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern talking about the Harrison Trump squabbling over the debate that's going to apparently go on as scheduled with ABC. And that vice presidential debate, that ought to be fun to watch. 8:18, Steve, at 10 of the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we do have some college football to talk about. We're right on the doorstep of the season starting. And tonight we have the inaugural edition of the Chris Klieman Show with the head football coach at Kansas State. Klieman Show, 7 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Of course, K-State is ranked number 17 in the nation heading into the season. Season opener Saturday evening in Manhattan hosting UT Martin. Get a nice preview of the season on the Chris Klieman Show, 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals in Cleveland last night taking on the first-place Guardians. And the Royals had a nice lead, but then just a few outs away from it being an official game, the Guardians brought out the tarp. And it ended up being more than a two-hour rain delay with a lot of lightning. They did resume the game, though, and the Royals picked up where they left off, maybe even better so. Pretty nice finish for the Royals as they beat the Guardians 6-1. You heard the game late into the night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What a night for the Royals bullpen. After Michael Lorenzen was forced to exit with a left hamstring strain after an inning and two-thirds, now the Royals bullpen goes the rest of the way. And following the rain delay, a two-hour and 14-minute rain delay, the Royals bullpen pitches a perfect game. Three up, three down in five consecutive innings. Now the Royals bullpen retired the final 15 batters they faced. James MacArthur, John Schreiber, Sam Long, and Chris Stratton got the final 15 outs after Carlos Hernandez delivered two and a third innings of emergency relief. It's a 6-1 win for the Royals. They're now 75-58 on the season. And the Kansas City Royals are now tied with the Cleveland Guardians for first place in the American League Central on August 27th.
About that.
Yes, sir.
After losing 106 games last year. In fact, the Royals right now are in the number two spot in the American League. If the season ended today, they would have a first-round bye and get to host a home playoff series. Still got to hold on to that spot with less than a month to go. All right, the Royals are going for a four-game sweep at Cleveland today with first place on the line. Whoever wins will be in first place in the division. The loser will fall down into second place. Royals and the Guardians, it is a noon game today on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals have another strong pitcher on the mound, Michael Wacha. Since the third week of June, he is 7-0 with a 2.4 earned run average. Listen to the Royals and the Guardians at noon today over on KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, starting off a six-game series at home last night downtown at Riverfront Stadium. And the Wind Surge beat the top team in the Texas League in the second half of the season, beat Springfield 4-3, 2,000 fans at the game at Riverfront Stadium last night. Winning pitcher, Travis Adams. He went the first five innings and scoreless work. Nicely done. Hey, Wichita hosting Springfield again tonight at 7:05 downtown at Riverfront. Happy birthday today to former Chiefs star Willie Mitchell on defense, cornerback for the Chiefs. He was the starter in Super Bowl I, and he also was still with the Chiefs when they won it in Super Bowl IV. Spent 7 years with the Chiefs. Pretty good for a guy that was undrafted out of Tennessee State.
Wow.
And the Chiefs found him, and he ends up being a starter in Super Bowl I and got his ring in Super Bowl IV. Willie Mitchell, it's his birthday today. He is 84 years old today. And it was 25 years ago on this day, college football matchup, Kansas on the road at Notre Dame. First time they had met in 61 years in college football. In fact, it's the only time they've met in the last 86 years. Notre Dame won that game 48-13 on a very hot day in South Bend. Jayhawks, the only time they've played Notre Dame in the last 86 years, but that was 25 years ago on this day up in South Bend. I was there.
And you were there.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hey, that's Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Hey, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean sees conspiracies. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
The Sean Hannity Morning Minute on KNSS is...
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. 73 degrees. Despite low water levels, Cheney Lake will be open to the public this Labor Day weekend. The lake level has dropped below 60%, 7.5 feet below normal. Officials say boaters will need to be aware of how to access the lake. One boat ramp is accessible while others are not. Camping sites are already sold out, but you can bring your boat to the East Boat Dock outside the marina. A Kansas canine helped recover the lost hearing aids of a man injured in a field accident.
Gary County Sheriff's deputies responded to the report of a man being thrown from a horse in a pasture. As the man was being assessed for injuries, deputies learned that he had lost both of his hearing aids. Another deputy and his canine partner began searching the pasture, where the dog quickly found both hearing aids about 10 feet apart. They were returned to the injured man, who was then transported to the hospital in serious condition. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Thousands attended the one-day weather-shortened air show at Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base last weekend. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the base is a big part of the community, with many Air Force retirees settling down in this area.
That's what's so great about what we have here at McConnell is not only do these individuals, many of them retire after their service in the military, they stay here. And we have a real concerted effort about trying to keep these families here in the Wichita metro area.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. The first rioter to enter the Capitol during the January 6th attack is sentenced to 4 years behind bars.
Before learning his sentence, Michael Sparks told the judge he still believes the 2020 presidential election was marred by fraud and completely taken from the American public. But U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly admonished Sparks, telling him that there was nothing patriotic about his prominent role in what the judge called a national disgrace. The Senate recessed less than 1 minute after Sparks jumped through a broken window and joined other rioters in chasing a police officer up a flight of stairs, a jury convicting Sparks of all six charges he was facing. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A new law in a New York City suburb that bans wearing a face mask to hide one's identity nets its first arrest.
Police in Nassau County, just outside Manhattan, arrested Weslin Omar Ramirez Castillo Sunday night. He was wearing dark clothing, but also had on a black ski mask with only his eyes visible. Police also noticed a bulge in his waistband that turned out to be a 14-inch knife. A police spokesman says Ramirez Castillo will face misdemeanor charges that include wearing the mask and criminal possession of a weapon. Several groups are continuing to challenge the Nassau County mask law, saying it discriminates against people with disabilities. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 851 now here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man faces child abuse charge after hours-long police standoff on Wichita's west side.
Two.
Wichita school facilities master plan may carry a bond issue voter referendum.
One.
Donald Trump faces a revised election tampering indictment. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volume's thinning right now. You can see it on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. There's not really as much traffic. Still got some areas of heavier traffic out there. East of the Wichita area on Kellogg, just some spotty heavy traffic over there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman, and in South Wichita, 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 74. Thursday, mostly sunny, 20% chance for afternoon rain. Tomorrow with a high of 93 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 7, and the NASDAQ is down 89 points.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, a growing Wichita company getting close to becoming one of the 100 largest accounting firms in the nation. That's according to a prominent industry trade publication. Adams Brown coming in at number 110 on Inside Public Accountings, Public Accountings Annual IPA 500, ranks companies based on the prior year's net revenue. The firm's revenue last year rose to more than $48 million, up from $44 million the year prior, aided by its acquisition last year in November of Von Felt, Bauer, and Von Felt. The only Kansas-based CPA firm to place higher than Adams Brown was Pinion LLC, which is based in Salina, coming in at number 57. Pinion does have a Wichita office, and Pinion brought in $125 million in revenue last year.
Kelly Miller of Augusta said her shaved ice vans and batting cage business went gangbusters during COVID-19. It's helping inspire Miller's newest business concept. Miller's a reading specialist at Meade Middle School in Wichita, and she's opening a 14-acre national park-themed mini golf course and clubhouse called Mega Pines Mini Golf on the north side of U.S. 54 at Andover, just east of the Andover YMCA branch. Now, the course will have 18 holes dedicated to national parks like Yosemite, Glacier Bay, Grand Canyon, Death Valley, and more, and a clubhouse with food and drink options from local food truck vendors. That's Wichita local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning.
I love a good miniature golf course. I hope that works.
For so long. I had to get out there and get my clubs out of the garage and get them oiled up, whatever you do. Today is today's National Thoughtful Day, Ted. An opportunity to demonstrate how we value each other. National Thoughtful Day sets aside a celebration meant to bring goodwill in a variety of ways. By serving the day with the spirit of generosity toward others, a ripple effect takes place. Yeah, you know, the thoughtfulness goes rippling out throughout the community.
Mm.
My wife and I were in a local grocery store last night, and when we came to the car, she said, you know, I was trying to pick up this big package of soft drinks here, and it was kind of heavy for me and awkward. And there was a young couple right next to me, and I said, excuse me, could you please help me with this? And the guy gave her a dirty look, and they walked off. So sometimes people are very thoughtful.
But not thoughtful on their part.
Hey, way to go. Anyway, it's Thoughtful Day. Think about it. Glenn Beck program coming up. Cleta Mitchell's going to be on. Election Integrity Network founder. Cleta's on with Glenn Beck on the way this morning. 9 o'clock, top of the hour news. Trump faces revised election tampering indictment. And if you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right here.